Your nuts roasting on an open fire. My cock nipping at your nose. Doobity doo. Doo 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 doobity doo. Oh, hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and it's that special time of the year when I kick you in the balls and give you blue balls and give you the gift that keeps on giving. Christmas CBT. I promise you that long after the holidays are over, you will feel the pleasant tingle of my Christmas CBT handiwork, and you will know that Goddess Brighton owns your twig and berries. Honestly, the whole point of me offering Christmas CBT is to help you take your mind off what a royal pain in the ass the holidays can be. Holidays are stressful, and during that time, subspace is essential therapy. One good hard kick in the nuts, and you won't be thinking about Aunt Bunny's fruitcake hockey pucks anymore. But cock and ball torment isn't really about hurting you. Okay, it is about hurting you. It's therapeutic for the sadistic femdom, and it's therapeutic for you as it allows you to focus on what you feel. Cock and ball torment is a form of sensory play where you're tinkering with the jewels and you get to test your pain threshold. How do you know if CBT is your kink? Well, that's easy. If you ever seen someone get kicked in the nuts or watched CBD porn videos, and instead of cringing, you got a boner, congrats! Ding, 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 ding! You have a CBT fetish. I mentioned nut kicking, and that's a little unfair. I want to inform you that in the same way that there are 6 million ways to natural selection, if you know what I mean, there are 6 million ways to CBT. Okay, I don't know that there's really 6 million because I didn't count, but I'm pretty sure there's close to 6 million. It goes way beyond nut kicking. So imagine, if you will, imagine what stroking too hard for too long would feel like. Remnant of coerced masturbation and coerced orgasms. Once you're overstimulating, continuing to stroke a sensitive part of your body will start to feel the opposite of good. As a matter of fact, a coerced orgasm repeatedly will have you begging to stop coming instead of what you normally do, which is beg to come all the time. I've expressed a sadistic interest in coercing someone to keep stroking long after the magic happens, because I like to see and hear what the mind and body does when it's causing you pain. So yes, excessive gooning can be painful, and it's one of my favorite forms of CBT therapy, and it's also the opposite of orgasm denial. So we had no come November. Well, this is gooning fucking CBT December. So some more ways. Let's talk about some more ways to do cock and ball torment. Have you ever humped a Christmas tree naked? Have you ever hit yourself with a hairbrush? Now about the Christmas tree, you know, those pine needles, especially if it's like a natural Christmas tree and not one of the synthetic ones, or even those actually, those pine needles get everywhere. You've never humped a Christmas tree? What? Well, you know, I guess there's a first time for everything. Well, yes, I am encouraging you to mangle your twig and berries for Xmas. CBT can utilize ruined orgasms, hot and cold therapy, kitchen utensils, rug burn. Love your fucking carpet. You don't need a fancy dungeon to beat your dick. You only need someone who's warped enough to let you make sweet love to a cheese grater while she cackles. I'd be referring to myself. I'll explain the very last highlighted segment, panty gag and laundry list of CBT tools. I'll explain that later. However, if you'd like to know what that's about, and you want me to kick you in the nuts, or you want me to just play with your genitalia and hurt you really bad, and you're feeling festive, and you need to get into that subspace, give me a call. The number is 1-800-601-6975. You ask for Goddess Brighton. And just in case, I know it's like the 14th now, so if I don't talk to you guys before then, if you're like getting ready to go on vacation, have a Merry Christmas or have a Merry what the fuck ever you celebrate. Bye-bye.